Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. Today is Friday, November the 8th, 2019. On today's show, I give my official prediction as South Carolina takes on the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Gamecocks looking to move to 5-5 overall on the season. I'll break down the game and give my official prediction for what I think will happen Saturday night at Williams-Brice Stadium. Before we get into everything, this is a podcast brought to you by your friends over at Ag South Farm Credit. Ag South Farm Credit. Most lenders don't understand land financing. However, with Ag South Farm Credit, not only do they understand, they specialize in land financing and been doing so for over 100 years. Not only do they do that, they do small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland, farm and pasture land, even home mortgages and construction. They have a ton of great benefits like long-term fixed rate financing for up to 20 years, down payments as low as 15%. They have competitive rates and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year is what they call patronage. So they're cooperative, so they share in their profits with their member borrowers. So, for example, on a $300,000 loan at 6.5% for 20 years, you would get $2,770 back each year. I mean, they're literally giving money away. Guys, we're all getting to that point. I know I am. You want to buy some farmland, some timberland, some hunting land. You want to get a mortgage. You want to get a house. I know I want to get a house in the next 3 to 5 years or so. Ag South Farm Credit is the way to go. I know I have a lot of my buddies ask me, hey, Chris, me and my wife are looking to buy, let's say, 37 acres. You know, how do I go about getting pre-qualified? Whatever you're doing, how do you get pre-qualified? So what Ag South Farm Credit does, they usually ask you to send them some brief financials so they can give you a ballpark estimate to further help you in your decision to buy land. So what that normally includes is a recent pay stub, bank statements, and last year's W-2, and that'll actually give them what they need to run a brief analysis on your current financial situation. So as you can tell, Ag South Farm Credit, they're helping you along the way. They make it super simple, super easy for you to get pre-qualified. So to get in touch with a loan officer today and learn more, call 844-AG-SOUTH. Tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you, or you can visit their website. That's agsouthfc.com/TSUS, agsouthfc.com/TSUS. Ag South's an equal housing lender, NMLS number 619788. Again, that's agsouthfc.com/TSUS. Or give them a call, 844-AG-SOUTH, and tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you. All right, let's get into it. I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show, as always. Packed show, very excited to come to you guys. Happy Friday, first of all, everyone. I know it's finally Friday, and we're talking Carolina football as I'm giving my official prediction for the Gamecocks game against Appalachian State on Saturday. Before we get into everything, really quickly, if you haven't done so, click the pause button right now. If you're on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you are, go leave a review, go rate the show, leave 5 stars. If you have feedback, leave that as well. We've just surpassed 200 reviews on iTunes. Want to get to 300, 400, 500, 1,000. I'd love to get to 1,000 reviews. That would be great. But go on there, leave a 5-star review, or even leave your feedback. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Love to hear all the feedback from the listeners. Also, if you're listening to the show and you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're doing. Click the subscribe button. It's going to give you notifications when new shows drop, especially with the daily shows now. You need those turned on. So click the subscribe button. Be sure to subscribe to the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. All right. Going to get into the prediction. Before we do that, I want to mention our other sponsor really quickly, and that's our buddies over at Manscaped. Manscaped, number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Guys, I already talked about this has been a game-changer for me. It is now a daily part of my routine. It's a daily part of my routine. We've all been there. You nick yourself. You snag yourself. You cut yourself. You're bleeding. You're hurting. You don't feel good. No longer with Manscaped. They have redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so the trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. Guys, I swear by this thing, the Lawnmower 2.0, so smooth, does not hurt at all. I mean, it's really unbelievable because we're all so used to getting those cuts and those nicks and it just being an uncomfortable situation. Manscaped makes it an enjoyable situation, actually, when you clean up below the belt. One other thing, guys, it's 2019. Please don't use the same trimmer on your face as you do on your nuts. That's disgusting. Let's move beyond that. Manscaped has made it where you don't have to do that. They've also got the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer. Listen, you already put deodorant on your armpits. why not use deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? I've already talked about they've got the crop wash as well and a fantastic deodorant. So not only are you going to be cleaned up below the belt, you're going to smell phenomenal, by the way, which who doesn't want to smell good, right? I mean, that's a huge first impression type thing. If you smell bad, ain't nobody going to want to go out with you again or see you again, or your wife's not going to be very happy with you. So you want to smell good. So there's that perk thrown in as well. You're going to be cleaned up and smell good. To get everything, go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code Gamecocks. You're going to get 20% off plus free shipping, guys. This stuff's already super inexpensive. It's a great deal. I don't know how Manscaped's making any money off of this, but oh well. Use the promo code Gamecocks, 20% off plus free shipping. Black Friday's coming up. Christmas is coming up. Ladies, if you're listening, get this for your man. Fellas, if you're listening, get this for your buddy, or hell, splurge on yourself. This is something you absolutely have to have in your daily routine. So again, one last time, that's manscaped.com. Use the promo code Gamecocks. Get 20% off plus free shipping. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you later. All right, let's get into the prediction. South Carolina taking on Appalachian State. Gamecocks looking to move to 500 on the 2019 season. App State coming in at 7-1, fresh off their first loss of the season to Georgia Southern. Elijah Drinkwitz and his crew, which, by the way, I know that I messed up and said Scott Drinkwitz on the Thursday show. I got Scott Satterfield and Elijah Drinkwitz twisted up, and I said Scott Drinkwitz. So my apologies on that. But either way, Elijah Drinkwitz looking to lead the Mountaineers to a huge bounce-back win. And obviously, I would say this is the biggest game, at least at this point, of App State season. This game on Saturday night, you know, I think fans for a couple weeks and for a while, maybe even before when the schedule came out, have been nervous about this one. And, you know, I would say it's not totally unwarranted. App State, a very proud program. We all know about their history, their tradition. A team that is used to winning, a team that beat North Carolina earlier this year, who South Carolina actually lost to, and a team that can be very dangerous. You know, they have capable players on the outside of the wide receiver position. Zach Thomas at the quarterback position is very good. They've got a running back averaging 100 yards per game. On defense, they're very, very solid as well. So the Gamecocks have their work cut out for them. You do have some positives on the injury front as far as you should be getting Shai Smith back. Rico Dowdle is back. I know you lose Tavian Feaster, but Rico Dowdle is back. Defense should be good to go. So on the injury front, South Carolina is good there. When you take a look at this game, you know, I picked the over. I think South Carolina is going to have to score to win this football game. I'd be shocked at the Gamecocks defense held down App State the way they held down Vanderbilt for the entirety of the football game. But what this game really comes down to me, and I said this on Thursday's show, but it really is the line of scrimmage. Listen, here's the thing. When you go from a Power 5 team to a Group of 5 team to an FCS team to a D2 team to a D3 team, those levels all recruit differently. They don't recruit the same athlete, right? And the biggest area where that is noticeable is along the line of scrimmage. Go look at App State's depth chart. Go look at the heights, the weights of the guys. Go look at a D2 team. Look at the heights, weights. Look at South Carolina. Look at an SEC team. Look at the heights and the weights. The biggest difference is along the line of scrimmage. I think that'll be the biggest difference in the game on Saturday night. Listen, I think this will be a back-and-forth game. Again, I think App State's a good team. This is going to be like their Super Bowl, quote-unquote. And I think they'll play really, really well. I think Zach Thomas is a really good quarterback. Again, he's got 2-3 options on the outside. He likes to throw to a lot. A guy who can run a little bit even as well. And they've got a really capable running back. But overall, I expect the Gamecocks to have a good defensive game plan. I think one of the great chess matches in this football game is Elijah Drinkwitz and Will Muschamp, them putting together, going head-to-head against each other. If you remember, Elijah Drinkwitz was the OC at NC State when the Gamecocks took on NC State in Charlotte. NC State had like 500 yards, granted, was on like 100 plays. But either way, they still had a pretty decent offensive day. I think that'll be a great chess match within this game. But I think South Carolina, before it's all said and done, will be able to wear down App State on the line of scrimmage. I expect this game to be pretty close going mid-third quarter. I think the Gamecocks will establish the ground game. I think they will be able to have success on the ground. I think they'll run it early and often, especially with Rico Dowdle being back. And honestly, I expect Ryan Helinski to have a bounce-back game on Saturday, especially with the return of Shai Smith. I think Shai Smith stretches the field for you. We all know what Brian Edwards can do. I think those two guys will have really good games. I think Ryan Helinski has a bounce-back type of game for South Carolina. And I think the Gamecocks overall get a big win at home in what's going to be a very chilly night at Williams-Brice Stadium. I've got South Carolina getting the win here. 34-23 is my official prediction here. It's funny, I was more nervous about this game as well a couple weeks ago. But when you really start to look at the rosters and look at the depth charts and understand who has who and, like, what type of players App State has versus what type of players South Carolina has. The Gamecocks simply have more talent. And, again, App State's a good team. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm actually showering them with praise. But I think South Carolina simply has more bodies in the line of scrimmage. I think Javon Kinlaw, DJ Wanham, Aaron Sterling, guys like that make a big impact on the defensive front, make things very tough for Zach Thomas. I'm going to predict the South Carolina defense scores a touchdown on Saturday night as well. I think that does happen for the Gamecocks. And I think they pull away and win this football game 34-23, get to 5-5, and set up a big-time game in College Station for bowl eligibility or with bowl eligibility on the line for South Carolina. So 34-23, my official prediction. Guys, if you have any official predictions, send them over, DM them, tweet them to us, whatever, comment, whatever you want to do. Again, I've got 34-23. I think it'll be a great game. Should be a packed house. I know it's going to be a cold night, but I think Gamecock fans will show up and show out. App State, I know, is going to show up. They sold out their 5,000 tickets. Their band is even coming. So should be a fun night at Williams-Brice, but I got South Carolina getting the win 34-23. That's going to do it. Before I let you guys go, really, really quickly, if you need tickets to Saturday night's game, use our friends at SeatGeek. Use the promo code SPURSUP. You're going to get a $20 discount. Why not do it? Again, download the SeatGeek app. Go to SeatGeek.com. Promo code SPURSUP, S-P-U-R-S-U-P, all together, one word, $20 off your purchase. So this is a great game. Like, if you're listening and you're taking the family to the game, or you got a couple buddies you're going with, or whatever it might be, you're trying to save money on tickets, use SeatGeek. Use the promo code SPURSUP. You're going to save $20 in the process. And hopefully, and I think, watch the Gamecocks get a win. So that's going to do it for me. Appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, I'm Chris Phillips, the Spurs Up Show. We will talk to you on Monday. Go Cocks, beat App State.